Speak the Word Ministry wants to see God's Word reshape your reality. Join Pastor Joanne Ramsey on her television program, Make the Word Alive, now airing on the Christian Television Network. Embark on a journey of personal growth and spiritual renewal as Pastor Joe talks with special guests and delivers special messages that will help you better understand God's Word. Don't miss the Make the Word Alive TV program with Pastor Joanne Ramsey, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m. Eastern Time on CTN, the Christian Television Network.
Speak the Word Ministries presents the teaching of Pastor Joanne Ramsey.
So how can you be victorious in all your circumstances? By speaking blessings over yourself and your blessings over others, instead of cursing yourself and those around you.
Speak the Word.
This is Speak the Word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist Pastor Joanne Ramsey. The mission of Speak the Word Ministries is to teach you that there is power in the spoken Word of God.
Speak the Word.
We invite you to visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with a message titled, Consider the Cost.
Speak the Word.
I wanted to share with you about the first word that the Lord gave to me to minister in a church when He blessed me with Speak the Word Ministry. You know, because a lot of you don't know this, but for the first year after the Lord called me into the, gave me the ministry of Speak the Word Ministry, for the first year it was just recording my messages for the radio. And it was a real treat for me to actually see the faces of the ones I was ministering to. For most of my days at that time, 10, 11 years ago, were spent in my studio talking to God and just writing down what He gave me to share with all those that were listening to my radio program. Please don't misunderstand what I'm saying tonight, because I love my work and I still love my work, and I do enjoy my time along with the Lord, saints, and doing the work that my Father's called me to do. However, I have to admit, I did miss seeing the faces of those I was ministering to. Prior to Speak the Word Ministry, I was ministering every week in the prisons and the jails and was chaplain there, so I was seeing all kinds of faces all the time. And now the Lord had me in my room, per se, for a year on the shelf. I was working, but it was not the same. And it was not good ministering without seeing faces was a real challenge for me. As a matter of fact, the week before I received the invitation from my friend's church down in North Carolina, I had prayed and asked God, and I said, if it's all right with you, Lord, I would love to minister to some people I could see. You know, I'd been going through this for almost a year, and I hadn't been able to. I thought about having David and maybe have a couple of friends to come sit in the studio while I ministered, but I never did. It was me and Kevin, you know. Of course, I think Kevin and I did a pretty good job, you know, two of us, but it was a challenge. But, you know, sometimes the Lord gives us things that can be a challenge to us, but we have to understand that we always have to do what the Lord instructs us to do, and sometimes that's a challenge, and it's not always easy, but it's always rewarding. You know, and he'll never leave you. He'll always be there to help you. Just like yesterday when I was working on this message, you know, the Lord's always there. You know, He comes to my rescue and helps me in everything I do. And I just think it's awesome. I think it's awesome that my friend's pastor heard the Lord when he impressed upon him to invite me. You know, God is so good, people. He is so good, because when I prayed and asked the Lord for the privilege of being able to speak to somebody, some faces, the Lord put it on the heart of my friend's pastor to invite me down to North Carolina to minister to them. And as I said before, I don't think I'm going to be teaching on any scriptures that most of you haven't already heard. However, I do pray, as usual, that God will give you a new revelation of His Word. Even though you've heard it before, I really pray that God will give you a new revelation of it. I know that the topic for me down in North Carolina was building His story. And when I think about building, I think of a foundation. And when I think of a foundation, I think about the Word of God. Because without His Word, saints, we will have no foundation. Without His Word, we will have no faith. Because faith comes from hearing, according to Romans 10:17. And as we speak and confess His Word, we're building a solid foundation in Him. And then and only then will we have the faith for everything else. Only then will we have a solid foundation. And I really hope you're hearing this. Praise God. As I began to speak the Word ministry, this is what I wrote as inspired by the Holy Spirit. At the time this was written, I ran across it in my prayer time But at the time I wrote this, it was December the 19th, 2010, and I did not have a clue how I was going to do what he was giving me. So I wrote, my mission is to teach the multitudes, and my platform is the airwaves and the internet. It's a ministry given to me by the Lord. He anointed me and called me and set me apart for this time. And everything I do will be done unto the Lord. It's not about Joe. It's all about the Lord. And that's the way it should be with all of us. It should never be about us. It's not about us. It's about all that we can do for the Lord. The Lord has anointed me and called me to train up his soldiers for these end days. I pray, too, that the Holy Spirit will give me the utterance to speak words that will minister to you. As I read this verse in Luke 14:28 and the ones before it, I see that Jesus was using a lot of parables to teach with. In the scriptures before verse 28, Jesus was talking about, at that time, he was talking about leaving all to follow him. In Luke 14:28, in the English Standard Version, it says, "For which of you, desiring to build a tower, does not first sit down and count the cost?" And I put in there, "consider the cost, whether he has enough to complete it." Some translation says, "calculate." But as I read Luke 14:28, the words, "consider the cost," or "count the cost," jumped off the page at me, brothers and sisters. The Lord showed me that we have to consider the cost of the foundation that we're building every day with every word that comes from our mouths. Praise God. We are in a war, saints. Whether we choose to believe it or not will not change the fact that we are. Some have still have their head stuck in the sand and they don't believe, they don't really understand what's going on, but we're in a spiritual battle. And the only weapon that can be used to fight this war is the Word of God. You can't fight it with armor tanks. You can't fight it with bombs. You can't fight it with guns, but you can only fight it with the Word of God. I hope you're hearing me.
Yes.
God loves you so much, and he wants you to win your battles over the sicknesses in your bodies, over your finances, over your fears of the things going on in the world today. However, in order to accomplish this, we first have to learn how to speak God's language. We have to speak his word. You know, here in America, most of us speak English. Some of you here might be able to speak another language or two. But my point is, if someone comes up to you speaking French or another language, you'll not be able to understand what that person is saying to you because you haven't been taught their language. I lived in other countries, and I know that it's hard to talk to someone that doesn't speak your language. As a matter of fact, when I was living in Germany and when I was in Spain, you speak a lot with your hands. You know, you're trying to almost like sign language. And so mostly that's what you're doing with your hands. You say a word and try to show them what you're talking about. And so it's really difficult when you're trying to speak to somebody that speaks a different language. We have to speak God's language. And if we want him to hear us, we have to speak what he understands. We have to build a foundation on his word. Hallelujah. Jesus was always teaching his disciples in parables so that they could understand him better. And even then, he sometimes had to tell them twice. As a matter of fact, Matthew's version of this is the second time that Jesus had told his disciples this parable to teach about building a foundation, and he wanted you to remember it. We know that unless God builds the foundation, we know that it won't stand. According to Psalms 127, one, it says, unless the Lord is the foundation, the building won't stand. In other words, unless the Lord builds the house, those who build it and labor it in vain. We also know that his word is the foundation and Jesus is the rock that it has to be built on. In Psalms 18:2, the Lord says, the Lord is my rock, my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my rock in whom I take refuge, my shield, and the horn of my salvation. He says, in my stronghold. Think about that. He is our stronghold. He is our rock. He is our shield. He is our refuge. Hallelujah. In Ephesians 2:20, he says, you were built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets with Christ Jesus himself, the chief cornerstone. You have to have a solid foundation. You cannot build without a solid foundation.
Speak the word to
your body. Speak the word to your mind. Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand.
You've been listening to author, Bible teacher, and evangelist Pastor Joanne Ramsey here on Speak the Word. Speak the Word is a listener-supported ministry and is made possible by our friends and supporters around the country. It's secure and easy to make a tax-deductible donation with your debit or credit card. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. Contributions from listeners like you enable us to provide free books and audio CDs to those who cannot afford them. You can also connect with us online at speakthewordministry.net. We hope that you've been blessed by today's program. Pastor Joe will have a closing word for us in just a moment. But first, we're excited to tell you about Pastor Joe's new book titled, I Believe God, It Will Be Just As He Said. Friends, there's nothing more important than what you believe in your heart about God. No matter what circumstances may look like for you today, you can boldly declare like the Apostle Paul did, I believe God, it will be just as he said. Remember that God wants us to believe and speak his word, and the answer is in the word of God. Receive encouragement with Pastor Joanne Ramsey's new book, I Believe God. Just ask for it when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly. Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speakthewordministry.net. Again, that's Pastor Joe at speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with a final word.
Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Joe, and I want to let you know again just how special you are and how much you mean to me and this ministry. And I want to thank you, too, for your continued support. It means so much to me, saints. And I want you to remember, brothers and sisters, that what you do for the Lord is because of your love for Him. You don't have to do things to gain God's love, for you already have His love. And saints, I would also like to take this opportunity to ask you to pray about becoming a partner with Speak the Word Ministry. If you're being blessed or fed by this ministry, I pray you will consider sowing into this ministry. Also remember, if you'd like to have one of my CDs and you don't have the funds for it, it doesn't matter. You just call me and I'll be happy to send it to you free of charge. Remember, too, that you can go over to my website, joanneramsey.com, and you can download any of my prayers or messages free of charge. The main thing is, I don't want you to ever be without God's Word, okay? Praise God. And remember, saints, there is power in the spoken Word of God.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we're glad you've joined us today. Join us next time here on Speak the Word.
Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand. Against the word of God. Against the word of God.
Speak the Word Ministry wants to see God's Word reshape your reality. Join Pastor Joanne Ramsey on her television program, Make the Word Alive, now airing on the Christian Television Network. Embark on a journey of personal growth and spiritual renewal as Pastor Joe talks with special guests and delivers special messages that will help you better understand God's Word. Don't miss the Make the Word Alive TV program with Pastor Joanne Ramsey, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m. Eastern Time on CTN, the Christian Television Network.